Welcome back to Eco Talk, and I am thrilled to have in studio with me Johnny Steele. I call him our resident eco-median. He's been a fairly regular guest on Eco Talk. Those of you who are new to the program, we're not so new. We've actually been on the Air America Network from the start, the good old days where there was a little turbulence, which sort of happens still off and on. And Johnny comes in and just talks about whatever's on his mind, SUVs or global warming. And you might wonder, how can that possibly be funny? Well, we say if we don't laugh, we'll cry. And we do that, too. But, you know, we need to keep it a little bit lighter because who's going to listen if we don't? So welcome, Johnny Steele, to the
Howdy.
New Daily Show.
This is nice.
I like saying that, the Daily Show. It's not quite the same.
And congratulations.
We could be, if you're really funny.
No, SUV people, yeah. Some people get mad when I say this, but I call them SUV-tards. You shouldn't be driving those things.
I think they know that now. They're all sitting in the lot, so the car dealers are just, they can't sell those things. Finally, Americans are getting smart. Too bad it took gas prices to get their attention.
I read a statistic that only, like, as you know this, like fewer than like 5% of these vehicles are ever, anyone intends to ever take them off the road. However, they're the most likely vehicle to flip.
So on the road.
So you're more likely to actually flip and unintentionally roll into a ravine than drive there on purpose.
And
depending
speaking
on your
of
vehicle.
Roads, there was a rare environmental victory this week. The roadless rule that Clinton put in place, which Bush overturned, got put back.
Yeah, it's amazing. If you don't know, the national forests, right? That's what it was for. So they wanted to open it up to mining and logging roads. The Bush folks did, and so a judge said, "No, thank you, not going to happen." And which is great because these Bush people are not going to be happy.
Bush people,
Bush people are not going to be happy.
The Neanderthals,
not just roads in every forest, but I think a road through every tree. You've seen those pictures. It was Yellowstone or Northern California. They want a road through every tree. They'll
no
be happy
tree
there.
Will be left standing. It'll be used for making a tunnel.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
That's a good use of lumber.
That's a good use for lumber, yeah.
They'll probably recycle it.
Oh, we were talking about that a minute ago, weren't we? You want to go that way for a minute? I'm all over the board today. We're just sort of this is my...
It's okay. I can follow.
My revisit to your show and your first daily show. We were talking about packaging a while ago and how you have certain things here that are just ridiculous.
I brought a little show and tell, a little bit hard to see on the radio, I know, but I'm holding up a package... Donna Karan, New York, the nudes. It's just stockings, nothing that exciting, really. They call it the nudes. I got it at Nordstrom's last weekend. I was going to a bat mitzvah and needed something. Well, the sales lady gave me the most expensive ones, of course, because I was in a hurry and didn't look. But that didn't bother me when I found out I paid $19.95 for a pair of stockings. When I got home and I took out the stockings, I realized that the packaging, the envelope it was in, not only is this the size of a large book, but it is this thick plastic, PVC. And so the stockings have already been trashed. They, ran, had a good time partying, dancing.
I know what you do with these
parties. Guess what?
Parties.
The packaging is going to be around for centuries.
Forever.
What is she thinking? Donna Karan, she's friends with Barbara Streisand. Bob's is a big environmentalist. She should educate her.
I don't know what this is all about. We weren't going to talk about this, but we're going that way. I was married a while back, and
you're still married. You had a wedding a while back.
Yeah, right? I'm new to this whole marriage thing. So
I was going to say your wife is in the studio with us, so I hope she didn't just come as your ex.
No, she can maybe remind me of the magazine. There's a magazine that did a piece on was it environmentally friendly weddings? What was it?
Green weddings. Yeah.
Yeah, and a Global Exchange, was that? Conscious choice. Mm-hmm. I know. She's the boss of the family.
Yep.
And so my lovely wife now, we're still married, right over here in the corner. And we're going
on. I have to interview her sometime. How do you stay married to this guy?
8 or 9 months. And I tell you, there's been some rough times. If you stick it through, I don't know about you, Betsy, but you stick it through. 8 or 9 months flies by.
Hey, I've stayed on Air America for 2.5 spine-tingling years.
I know. It's crazy with the finances and everything.
And, but
George Bush is running the finances at this station. In any case, so we didn't want to do, we know that there's a lot of problems with environmentally and socially. With the jewelry and rings and whatnot. So she found recycled platinum ring, and that's what we have.
And who's selling those now?
Who?
Walmart.
Really?
They're getting green. What about that? They are starting to sell jewelry that is, from recycled metal. They're selling, fish, seafood that is not farm-raised but wild. Isn't that wild?
That's great.
Clothing and produce.
The only problem is you have to buy 20 rings at a time. No, I'm kidding you. You look like that's Costco, I guess, that you'd have to buy. In any case, so she bought the recycled platinum ring, and then she told the guy who made it, you don't need to send much packaging. Just send it on down. It's not all that valuable. I'm not worth it, apparently. So the ring's not that valuable. And it came like in a box that was inside a box with some bubble. It's a ring, for heaven's sake.
Well, tell me about it. We moved recently across town, and so I shop at a new grocery store, And, you know, I usually shop at the like places like Whole Foods where they're a little bit more eco-conscious, quite a bit more. Well, this is just a plain old market. And every time I go there, she puts something that doesn't need to be in a bag, because it's already in a bag, in a bag. And I take it out very slowly, sort of looking at her. I say, save a plastic tree. I give it back to her and she puts it in the garbage can. And I stand there with my 11-year-old and say, oh, my goodness. And one of these days I'm going to say something. So she put a can of tennis balls in a plastic bag. That was the latest. And then you know how you buy this, if you're a busy working mom saving the planet in your spare time, cooked food, prepared foods. So we got a roast chicken in a heavy plastic bag. She put that inside a lighter plastic bag. Yeah. Now, you may think plastic bags, no problem. But boy, they're littering the landscape. Yeah. America is filled with white plastic bags hanging from the trees.
There's a place in the Bay Area, and so for our national listeners, I won't bore you exactly where it is, but a highway just outside of the Bay Area where it's very windy. And you come around a turn, and there's a chain link fence along the side of the freeway that is covered. It looks like some bizarre plastic bag pirate ship ghost mosaic. It's just all over there. They stay there for months, years, perhaps.
Some of you may recognize the voice of Johnny Steele. He's been on Comedy Central, on MTV, now on Eco Talk, The Daily Show, the daily version. You have a show coming up called The War on Error.
Yeah, The War on Error. It's a progressive political comedy tour. It's not just comedians. It's satirists. It's two guys who do a very good Bush and Cheney, if there's such a thing. Dick and W will be with us. Andre the Wonder Woman, a columnist from the San Francisco Chronicle, a guitarist who plays with a lot of bands, including Green Day. And Mark Fiore, who is a cartoonist for Mother Jones and other magazines. We're going out there, and it's partly environmental, and it's partly civil rights, and we're just going to go out there and tell people we think the country's going in the wrong way, folks. Maybe we should turn it around a little bit before our heads burst into flames, which I don't think so. I've read, though, because of the civil rights cutbacks, your head cannot burst into flames anymore. It's against the rules. You can't.
Politically incorrect.
It's not allowed.
Johnny Steele, thanks for joining us. We hope
Thank
you'll
you.
Come back often. And coming up next week on Eco Talk, a more serious topic, but we like to mix it up here. We'll be speaking with Charlotte Brody. She's a leader in the Healthcare Without Harm movement. And want to mention one of our environmental partners helping to make our program possible. We are sponsored by the Union of Concerned Scientists, not United. They are a science-based nonprofit combining independent research and citizen action to achieve innovative solutions for a healthy environment and a safer world. Find them on the web at ucsusa.org. Find us at ecotalk.net. And go out and have yourselves a great green weekend. See you next week.